I'm Ramon from Bleeding Gods, and you're listening to Skulls of Wrath.
How's it going with you guys at the moment?
Yeah, very good, very good. Of course, we signed with Nuclear Blast, and we're full in the promotion right now. The album is gonna release January 12th. So yeah, very busy and very excited, of course. And yeah, we're doing well.
Cool. That's going to be my next question. Actually, I was wondering if you guys were being kept busy with the release of this new album coming up, or is it? Do you get a sense that it's a bit, even as busy as you are, there's a bit of a kind of calm before the storm?
Yeah, hopefully. And if we think this is calm, then yeah, hopefully this is. No, I said it the wrong way. If we think we are busy right now, we are hope. We're in hoping this is the calm before the storm, yeah. So after the release, yeah, hopefully there's gonna be a lot of touring, of course, and festival season, etc., to promote the new album.
Yeah, definitely. I just want to just for a second talk about your video for I think it's From Feast to Beast.
Yes,
it's quite a head turner, I have to say. From a band I sort of hadn't really. I guess I hadn't really heard of you guys before to release such a stunning, you know, audio sort of masterpiece. It's pretty incredible.
Thank you.
Now, with the album as a whole, I understand there's that concept behind it. I guess my question is, I was just wondering, alongside the fire and the ominous atmosphere that you've created in the video, how does that kind of tie in with the story?
Yeah, it's. I know what you mean. Of course, the whole album is one concept story, but every track is also a story, and we've got to choose one track for the single, of course. But I think what we are planning to do live. We wanted to show all the people in the first video clip of the first single. The track we chose was From Feast to Beast, and that's track 4 of the album. Of course, there are many great tracks on the album to do a video clip of, but we've got to pick one, so we picked this one. And the story itself is all about snow and winter. And stuff like that, but we wanted to do fire because it's the opposite of it, and we wanted to do fire at the live shows too. Not all the live show, of course, because we're playing sometimes 1 hour or more, and sometimes less. So it's not possible to use always fire. And just like at the indoor shows, it's not always possible, of course. But because of the story, it's all in winter time and snowy and something like that. But we don't want it to use snow or cold stuff or something like that, because a lot of black metal bands from Norway, etc., are using snow and a winter wonderland. So. We chose to use the opposite, and that's fire.
No, fair enough. That makes sense. No, that's I guess the concept as a whole is especially with the artwork that you've come out with, and sort of the ancient Greek Herculean myths and stories, is one that I guess that I didn't realize I found it was interesting, outside of the sort of the Disney take on it. I hate to sort of chuck that in there.
Yeah, I know.
But I mean, similar ancient historical records and stories have sort of proven fertile ground for other extreme metal bands. How did you guys find mixing the sort of metal with a concept like this? Was it sort of pretty easy going?
Yes and no. I think when I started the band, the planning was already to do the lyrical theme about gods and history and ancient stuff. So on the previous album, Shepherd of Souls, we had 10 tracks, and every track was about another historical story or country or there was one track which was about the Mayans, and there was one track about ancient Egypt, and there was one track about ancient Greek. For this album, we wanted to do one subject, and we wanted to do one concept, and we came up with several ideas. But our vocalist Mark came up with the 12 Labors of Hercules. Mark is a walking history library, and he's a real fan of this story. So he told us a story, and yeah, and we were interested, of course, but it's also it was also a challenge for us to write an album of 12 tracks this time instead of 10 or 8 or something like that. But we don't want to make an album of 40 minutes or so. We wanted to make a real album, so we chose to do this story, but also with 12 tracks, of course. And in the beginning, I think I wrote 16 or 18 tracks for this album, and we deleted some tracks or deleted some guitar riffs and added a new one, etc., etc. But it was real difficult, I think, for us to write these 12 tracks musically, but also lyrically. And that's Mark, his part. It was difficult to make it match all together. So we have 12 puzzle pieces, and it all became together one giant puzzle, of course, which fits perfectly in my opinion. Yeah, I think that was the challenge, the most difficult part, I think.
Yeah. I guess that's sort of I've got two questions out of that. Is one sort of a bit more abstract. Is you mentioned your obviously your previous album studied the different gods. Is that something you're looking forward in the future to sort of take? I guess it probably hasn't been established yet, which is why I mentioned it's a bit more abstract. But are there plans to sort of take the concept album approach like you have here to in the future to other, I guess, ancient realms and ancient stories?
Yeah, I really don't know. We're concentrating right now on the promotion and the release, of course, for this album. And after that, I think one or maybe 2 years of touring and promoting this album. For the next album, yeah, I really don't know yet. It's all possible. So
I found that the music video that you had released, I got a strong, in parts at least, a strong sense of kind of bands like Septic Flesh and that side of things. You mentioned the 12 different puzzle pieces. So I'm assuming, I'm guessing is we've got the different songs as the album comes out, we'll see, are they sort of flow with different influences and sort of at the heart of it kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the influences came from several bands. I think Septic Flesh is one, of course, but also Cradle of Filth, Dimmer Borgir, Flesh God Apocalypse. I think we've managed to create a very various album with various tracks, of course, but also I think all the keyboards and all the orchestras are making it a very diverse album too. It's in the same style, of course, but still diverse.
Yeah, cool. I got to say, as I mentioned, I was blown away by the first video that I saw from you guys. I'm sort of wondering whether, I mean, this is, to be perfectly blunt, this is just your second record. But you guys are, like I said, I was blown away by what you put together. You're a fully formed, proper, epic metal outfit, really. And I know you've,
Nice. Thank you.
and I know you come from a previous band, Howitzer, but with the guys you have around you, is there much of a musical background with them, I guess, outside of the Netherlands?
But when I was in Howitzer, we played more to the point death metal and only fast death metal. And I wanted to make more music than only death metal, if you know what I mean. Just like Rutger, the other guitar player, he has a classical background, so that was a totally different influence, of course, for the whole band. I think with this new lineup we have right now, it was easier to write this album, I think, because all the guys and girl are musically are very good musicians, and everybody wants to make more music instead of only metal and only death metal and blast beats and fast and stuff like that. So we've got intermezzos right now in some of the tracks with only keyboards and only a classical guitar. Vocal-wise, it's also different than the previous album because now we have spoken words in it and we have deep grunts in it, but only but also high grunts and mid grunts. Yeah, I think it's all. We've got it all right now.
Now, I understand as well, there's, I guess you've got quite a substantial art booklet that accompanies the physical release, the CD, I understand. Is that, so that's, it's gonna, obviously going to be something to add to people who buy a physical copy of it or pick it up at a show or whatever, but is that, that's not a push back against the digital age at all, to sort of call back to the proper way of things?
Well, no, yeah, times change. Back in the day, it was of course a physical copy of CD and vinyl, etc. And now it's a lot of digital. But I think the digital age is very important right now in 2017, 18. You got a lot of young kids also. Who is into downloading and buying some digital albums of bands, of course. In my opinion, yeah, they've all must buy CDs, of course. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's a difficult question. I think, yeah, it's important right now, the digital age, but also for bands. Yeah, I'm gonna stick with that.
Obviously, the stories and I guess the angle, lyrically speaking, you're taking is reflected in your artwork. It's sort of obviously the more grimmer, darker aspects, I guess, that naturally inherent in that story. Yeah.
Do you have the all the artwork or only the cover artwork?
I only got the cover artwork at the moment I'm looking at.
Ah, okay, check. Well, yeah, we have a 16-page booklet with a lot of artwork in it, but we chose to do it all in black, white, grayscale, with only one color, and that's the color red, because of the band name, of course, Bleeding. So yeah, we must choose one color, and it's of course red. I think on the cover you can see Hercules after his 12 labors. So he's really fucked up and messed up and bloody like hell. But for the rest of the artwork, we've combined some stories into one piece of artwork. That's real awesome, I think. But you will see that if you have the booklet, I think.
Yeah, so it's so each page doesn't necessarily match up to, I guess, one story, one song.
No, because we have 12 tracks, of course, so and all the lyrics, and they aren't short lyrics, so yeah, we haven't had space for all 12 artwork stuff.